Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is exactly 14 minutes just before 10 on 657 AM on Visiothon 2025 in November. And the theme for this Visiothon is unashamedly Christian. And that's who we are, my family. We are. I love how Tony put it, unashamedly children of God.
Lovely, lovely. Because really, something has been done into our lives. We never saved ourselves.
Yeah.
Christ had to die and became a scapegoat on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
That's why Bongi and says Tracy, unashamedly Christian.
Mm.
It's not because we have done something on the outside. No. Someone had to die for humanity. We were actually on sin. And you remember, Bongi, that we are born into sin. So we needed, says Tracy, a rescuer who can basically rescue us from our devastating sinful nature.
Sure, and we are so grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ took our place, eh?
Absolutely.
The scapegoat.
Ah, I love
and,
that.
And we love have that. Been sharing of awesome messages of boldness, and we also have been proclaiming the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names, throughout the airwaves and all the other platforms, and we carry his name with the reverence and boldness. Mm-hmm. And we have been broadcasting, we've been bringing Christ in homes. We've been bringing Christ in all forms, you know. And we are saying to family members, if Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back.
After a devastating act, Bongi, of vandalism and theft at the Centec transmitter site, Radio Pulpit 657 was forced off air. Yet our mission didn't stop. Underline that. Yet our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger than ever before.
Yeah.
Your donation today will help us secure, number one, secure our broadcast infrastructure. Two, expand our reach to new communities. Keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. That's our mission, basically. Because, you see, Jesus says, Bongi, go ye therefore. You preach. After preaching, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
Now, the gospel is open to everyone, regardless of your gender, color, or creed. If you accept it, you qualify, says Tracy, to become a child of God. You accept it. And faith, moreover, comes by sharing and hearing the gospel that we are talking about.
And we are hating on, we are on a comeback. It's really important.
I love the comeback.
And our comeback, it's unashamedly Christian. So yes, you can join and give towards our Visiothon. And what you can do, you can text the word give to 37871 or WhatsApp the word give to 0826572729. Sometimes they say Spongle too fast.
All right.
So the SMS line is 37871. The WhatsApp line 0826572729. Now, I want to ask to welcome Sis Tracy Mahlangu from the Department of Social Development. We learned that South Africa has made progress in reducing the disease burden of HIV, TB, and STIs. But we want to find out more. Sis Tracy, how are you? I'm good. You can bring the mic closer to you.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
So you woke up this morning, rushed to Radio Pulpit. In the traffic, I can see you.
Yes.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
I'm grateful I'm here. Thank you for the invite, for your welcome, warm welcome in your in your radio station. Thank you.
Sis Tracy, we understand that the government is doing something in reducing the burden on these I call them monsters. Scary, because when you're talking HIV, still now in 2025, people are like, and there are still like major diseases that are out there. Tell us more about the programs that you as social development have put into place.
Social development has a comprehensive strategy that they developed on HIV and AIDS. Now, efforts have been made to reduce the disease burden of HIV, TB, and STIs.
Yeah.
And there is progress, as you all, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
However, these diseases remain a major public health problem, especially in key and other priority populations. When I'm saying key populations, I'm talking about groups of people who are vulnerable to HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
Or if I can put it like this, people who are more at risk of contracting HIV. I'm talking about men who have sex with other men, sex workers, people who inject drugs. People who inject
they
drugs.
They call it what? Bluetooth?
Yes. Mm. They, you find that they use the same injection. Then also people, prisoners, they are also more at risk of contracting HIV. Also people who are homeless, because you know they get raped. It's easy for them to get raped.
They're vulnerable.
Yes, they're vulnerable people who are homeless. And also to add on that, even girls and women are also more at risk to contract HIV. So although new infections are decreasing, they are not declining fast enough. However, progress has been made in the 1.1 million campaign of finding 1.1 people living with HIV but not taking treatment. And now this is to find them and ensure they are on treatment and their viral load is suppressed. Because when the viral load is suppressed, and your viral blood load it's undetectable. So undetectable, but it's equals to untransmittable.
Okay.
Yeah. So when a person who's HIV positive and taking their treatment, chances of them infecting another person becomes less.
Right.
Yes. So the social behavior change programs were designed in by the department in response to the high rate of HIV, as I mentioned, TB and STIs, risky sexual behaviors that lead people to end up being HIV positive, teenage pregnancy. If the rate of teenage pregnancy is high, it means young people are not using protection. What does that mean? HIV, also substance abuse. When people are using substance, they are likely to infect or to engage in sexual activities without even using protection. Because when a person is drunk or when a person is under has taken some drugs, they're not thinking straight. Then they might get themselves having sex, not using condom, or even sex with someone they were not planning to have sex with. Also the high rate of GBV too. It's also in response to the high rate of GBV. So they are implemented, the programs are implemented to bring positive change, behavior modification, to increase knowledge, to bring resilience, especially for the young girls and boys, to build self-esteem, because it's important for our children, our young ones, to have self-esteem, confidence, especially when we when they are amongst one another. They are able to be, when they don't want something, they are able to communicate because of the confidence and the esteem they have. So we encourage that. So the programs target at individual level, family level, and community level. You'll hear as I mention them. Then you will pick up the individual level, family level, and the community level ones.
Sure, you guys are busy.
Very.
So you can fill us in on those. How do we differentiate the? So with family, what happens? With community, what happens?
Okay, I will start with community capacity enhancement.
That's where we now get involved
as
a community.
Social workers, we go into the communities.
We've also
partners with organizations.
Okay.
That are in the communities. We go into the community. We mobilize community members for dialogues. This is to enhance. To strengthen the community's capacity to identify challenges in their communities.
Okay.
And then for the community to provide solutions after identifying them, saying like they in the dialogue, they'll be, expressing, identifying the challenges, then provide solutions for them.
So they, maybe in a community there's a lot of rape or GBV, discuss how are they going to deal with that as a community.
Yes.
Okay, in that
dialogue. They don't just identify the challenge.
Yeah.
They also have to
come up with a solution.
Yes.
And you facilitated that as social workers from social development.
Yes.
We
facilitate social change through awareness raising. Mm. As they are discussing knowledge sharing, as they are discussing capacity strengthening.
Okay.
Yes.
In families?
Families. There is another program. It's called Families Matter. With Families Matter, we take now after 10 programs here. I'll name them, but now I'll go straight to Families Matter program.
Okay.
The Families Matter program, it focuses, it's where we bring children with their parents. In the program, in the groups, we have children and parents, and then that is to encourage so that they have a close relationship, improve communication, because you find that children go and learn a lot of things from the streets because they don't have close relationships with their parents. Yes. So we encourage improvement of communication between parents and children, increase comfort and skills in discussing sexual education, because our children hear about sex from school, from friends, from the streets. But parents never.
Are silent.
Yes.
But like we're not equipped.
Yeah, so.
That's where you come in.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. That's why in our sessions, that's where we actually help the parent and the child. The parent comes with the child. Then we help them throughout the session. That's what we will be doing. Encouraging, and even the things that the child is scared of saying while at home, we start encouraging them to start speaking about them here, and even when they get home, they will have started during the sessions, and they will continue.
Sure. Some of us, I remember when my brothers and my brother and sister had to tell me about menstruation. And I was like, hell no, I'm not listening to this. When my mother came, because my mother was at school during that time in Natal, when she came home, she's like, girl, we got to talk about this. I'm like, I ain't listening because that is not going to happen tomorrow. So sometimes we give them a hard time. time. And now it's us who are having our time with our own children.
Yeah. Now we're grown ups. Now we know the challenges now.
Yeah. But what are some of the programs that you have? You said you have 10 as well. You can just name them as well so we know what you're covering as well as the Department of Social Development.
Okay. I've already mentioned community capacity enhancement. We also have CHOMI. CHOMI is for...
Heban.
Yes, it's for children who are 10 to 14. Then we are preparing them because they are now at the age where soon they will be adolescents. So we talk about them, what to expect, things like puberty, what they must be ready for puberty, the things that will be happening in their bodies. Hmm. Will start happening with their bodies.
Like they talk to me.
Yes, and yeah. It seeks to create a safe and an enabling environment in which young people, 10 to 14, can create friendships and and safely engage in discussing about HIV. They should start engaging about HIV, knowing what is HIV. Because, as I said, we are preparing them because soon, in a few years, they'll be teenagers. Yeah. They'll start dating. Mm. Also about teenage pregnancy. We also help. As I mentioned about puberty, help them understand their bodies and their changes. Mm. I'm not going to mention the topics now.
No,
for the sake of time. Mm. We also have YOLO program. We also have YOLO program. That one is for those who are 15 to 24.
Right.
Now, those who are now adolescents. Mm. So the program seeks to create a safe and enabling environment as well, just like CHOMI, for young people to dialogue also about HIV prevention. And with that CHOMI one, we speak to them in an age appropriate manner because they are still young, and even during the sessions we'll be calling one another. We call them CHOMI and they also call you CHOMI because the way we speak with them, it's for the younger ones. So now that's with the YOLO program, also it's also about HIV prevention, teenage pregnancy, also positive values around sex and sexuality. Mm. Also, with YOLO, it seeks to help them build resilience, to enable them to withstand pressures that lead to risk-taking. Risk-taking, I'm talking about walking at night, then because walking at night, having sex without using protection, all those risk-taking behaviors that young people increase self-efficacy and self-confidence, as I mentioned. Mm. And also, let me go to, we also have Zazi, Know Your Strength. It's for women and girls, this one, where the women, mostly, they will be sharing their experiences of life, and also to those experiences will also build the younger girls as well. We also have Kimoja. And Kimoja is an anti-substance abuse awareness campaign, which focuses on preventing drug dependency, providing information about the impact drug abuse has on our communities, and it's also about establishing registered treatment centers for those who are already on drugs. It targets children from the age of 10 to 18, those who are in and out of school. Mm-hmm. We also have MCC, Men championing change. Men championing change acknowledges that men are important members of the community as well. Men must also, they are encouraged to report GBV incidences, because GBV is not only experienced by women
and children.
Yes, but men don't
also go through that.
Men don't report. So we also encourage them to report. The program promotes positive gender norms, which position men as protectors of women and men.
Okay.
It addresses risky sexual behaviors that place men at risk of acquiring HIV. As I said, it creates an enabling environment for men to dialogue about HIV and GBV. You know, with us women, you will find us in groups discussing these things, but we are not sure if men do that when they are together. So we encourage them to also have discussions about HIV, about GBV, just to inspire positive values related to sex as well. I also have Boys Championing Change. It's for it focuses on gender norms, stereotypes, things like believing that masculinity gives men immunity to sickness. The boys who wants to be acting, thinking that when you seek for help or when you you are not strong enough. So those are the things that we encourage them to share their emotions. The young boys to learn to share their emotions, and they also must know that they must be aware of sicknesses. Also seeking health or psychological support services is contrary to being a real man. That's what they think. Also, they should also be able to look for psychological support. I also have Families Matter. Families Matter, I've already
spoken about. Yes.
Okay. We also have Let's Talk. This is number 8. Let's Talk. It's a support group. It addresses issues face of people faced by people. Okay, let me say people who are already affected by HIV and AIDS. The way they respond. Also, it addresses risky sexual behaviors. It focuses on those who are already affected by the HIV and AIDS diseases. Their sexual behaviors. It's also about giving them support and giving support to their caregivers. It addresses their personal challenges, because already when a person is HIV positive, you find that there are a few challenges here and there. Then it also they do in the Let's Talk support group. That's what they talk about. It's a weekly support group for adults caring for adolescents and the adolescents aged 13 to 19. I also have the last one, The Rock. The Rock is for traditional leaders. It's a traditional leaders program, because traditional leaders, in places where there are traditional leaders, they have influence. So it becomes a workshop. We have a workshop with them, and the goal is to capacitate traditional leaders on social and structural determinants of HIV and AIDS.
So how do we find out about all these? Do you know about them, Tate Mashakeng? That social development offers.
I know them in the city center, yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. But to me, says Tracy, how crucial it is to go to the health facilities and find out your status. Do we have the guts as communities? Do we have the strength just to visit the health facilities as men, women, children, just to find where am I standing?
That's why as the Department of Social Development, we go into communities, we mobilize community members, and then we talk about these
raise
things.
Awareness.
We also encourage them to go. That's why we even say we create an environment where they'll even themselves, sometimes they are the ones who even encouraged one another during the sessions, during the group. As I said, we also partnered with organizations that are in the community. So already
the NPOs.
So already that is something that we encourage. They say all the time to the community members when they go into the community for groups.
How do we find out more? Where can we get all the information if we'd like to know more about these services and how to bring them to our places as well?
Okay.
Omung is listening as an individual. Is like, little nara I talk.
Yes. Listeners can find us at 268 Lillian Ngoyi Street, South Tower Fed Show Building in Pretoria, CBD. And our contact numbers are 012-359-3300.
Can you repeat those?
012-359-3300. Our listeners can call on this number or come to our offices and we can refer them. We can also refer them to the groups that are already in their communities that are conducted by NPOs, organizations.
Wow. Sis Tracy, thank you so much for empowering us on these. Some of these we are like, huh? You do that? And so we are like really excited to hear that there's help, there's our empowerment even there for our communities, our families and all that that is provided by the Department of Social Development. And I think such like really, really helps when it comes to reducing Yeah, we are sometimes careless as a people.
Yes.
But now with these kind of programs, it is admirable. It is like really awesome to see you guys doing something about it. And Rabots are the government theater. But social development, social development says we have social behavior change programs. So find out about these from our offices or find out about these from your NPOs around your areas. But thank you so much for coming through and ministering to us on these.
Thank you so much.
Sis Tracy,
and the numbers again for social development right here in Pretoria, 012-359-3300. It's 012-359-3300.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.